Hey, Frugal Friends, this is Eric Sirianni, producer of this podcast, and I'm here to let you know that we have four bonus episodes that we'll be releasing over the next four Tuesdays starting today. But wait, there's more. These podcasts are actually videos that we recorded at FinCon 2019 in DC, and they're also available on YouTube by searching Frugal Friends FinCon 2019 or by clicking the link in the show notes. Where's that beat? Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Oh, we can edit this like
heavily.
Yeah, we
can edit this.
So, yeah. Hey, Frugal Friends, I'm Jen.
And I'm Jill.
And we are coming to you live from FinCon 19 in the video booth. And we don't usually do video, but we wanted you to see our faces.
This is a new thing for us, so we don't know how we look.
Yeah.
We know that our moms like our faces, but...
But I couldn't even commit to that much.
Who knows?
Yeah.
This is like a fireside chat without
yes.
a fire.
Right. It's with two mics. Between two mics. Similar to between two ferns.
In front of two mics.
In front of two mics. So welcome to In Front of Two Mics with Jen and Jill.
How do you think this is going?
I don't know if it's going well. But here we are.
Here we are. And we are hoping to be able to give you guys, I mean, yeah, a little bit more of our faces, since usually it's just our voices, but also to be able to talk about how you and I met, some of our backstory, what got us into the Frugal Friends podcast, also what you can expect from the Frugal Friends podcast, why we like it so much.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. So let's get started. Jill, how did we meet?
Oh, I love this story. I've gotten to tell it so many times.
Yes.
Every single time, I love it. So you met Eric, my husband, like 10 years ago, who knows, going on 12 years ago now,
yeah.
because you worked for a similar organization or the same organization. It was one of those things where you were at the same event and then became friends on Facebook but never talked again.
Exactly.
And
one of those.
So that's the backstory. Then my husband, Eric, and I lived in an RV. And during that time, we chose to do that to pay down debt, but also try out the minimalist lifestyle, tiny living. And during that time, we went on a road trip. And when we were in the St. Pete area, Eric put online, hey, anybody in the St. Pete area want to hang out, get together? Because he's an extrovert to the extreme, wants to hang
yes.
out.
Yes.
And expecting certain people to actually get back to him. But turns out you responded. It showed up on your news feed.
Yeah, and nobody else responded.
Go figure, because that's not your speed normally.
No,
to be like, strangers, come to the beach. But you happened to be hanging out at a bar that was serving free drinks at sunset. The frugal way,
yes.
as we all know. Free activities, free drinks.
Free parking.
So met up. And I remember bonding over our debt payoff stories. You were very close to the end of your debt payoff. I was not as close. still not quite there, but almost. So I think that's what really kind of started the ball rolling. Do you remember anything else? Any other
no,
details?
That was it. I remember when we got together, I felt like you and Eric and Travis and I were like kindred couples.
Yeah.
Like we found our like couple soulmates.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's how I remember it.
Right. And so we were friends before we even decided to start this podcast. We came down to see you a couple of times in Florida. You guys have since been up to see us. You were Eric's surprise 30th. You were
yeah.
a surprise for Eric's 30th.
Yes.
Which was amazing.
Yes.
And yeah, you've been blogging in the finance world, and I just like frugality. It's just in my veins. So
yeah.
I think that's what I like about what we bring to the table is the different perspectives on frugality, on the same topic, on debt payoff, on minimal living, but yet coming at it from different angles.
Yes.
How yeah. would you describe your frugality?
I would describe it as cutting back on things that I don't value, but spending without guilt or shame in the things that I do.
Yeah.
So I don't coupon, I don't pinch pennies. Like if I am at a gas station and gas is like a penny less down the road, I'm still going to get gas at the gas station I'm at, usually because I'm already, like, I'm a mile away from fully running out of gas. So that's probably not, like, a not frugal thing. It's just, like, out of necessity.
It's just another part of your personality.
Yeah.
The check engine light really doesn't mean much.
Yeah. But I am not about cutting corners or being cheap.
Yes.
I'm just about having as much value as possible and saving on that value. So, like, getting designer clothes or getting really well-made furniture, but getting it used.
Yeah.
So stuff like that.
Yeah, I definitely, from my perspective, frugality is definitely not cheap. And I don't mean to define frugality based on what it's not, but I do think it can get very confused with, oh, those are the stingy people.
Yeah.
My version of frugality, very similarly to what you've described, is to be able to cut costs on the things that I don't care that much about but maybe need, but then be able to spend on the areas that I want to spend on. To me, frugality is on efficiency, effectiveness, long-term planning. So that could mean that I buy an expensive mattress because it's going to last me for 25 years versus the cheapest thing that's going to break. That's not to say that I haven't made my mistakes in that, where I think I'm being frugal and sometimes it's borderline cheap.
Yeah.
But, and for me, it includes a lot of DIY. So I'm definitely not opposed to the coupon, although I've never been an extreme couponer. I will look for deals. I love thrift stores. I love the clearance racks. And I also like to make things with my hands. So that's kind of the angle that my frugality has come at, which has been really fun to engage with what it looks like for you, how you define it, and swap stories.
Because
like
I do not make things with my hands.
You made a baby.
Not with my hands.
Not with your hands. Let's keep this PG. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of In Front of Two Mics. I'm Jen.
And I'm Chill.
Until next time.
Bye. That's always the face that we make,
yes.
Right?
Bye.
Bye.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.